We continue our exploration of the beneficial ailments intended to balance, stimulate, and bring harmony on the sexual level in the concluding parts of the articles entitled Yang Food, a Key for Increasing Your Virility. Next, we take a comparative look at normal lovemaking versus lovemaking with continence, and learn how it can become a blissful and sublime spiritual act. We conclude today's podcast with a meditation called The State of Oceanic Happiness. Valentino and Tiger Lily will be your yogi hosts for the session.
This is Tantra FM, A Step into Bliss. I'm your host, Valentino.
Yang Food, a Key for Increasing Your Virility. Part 5. Mushrooms. Mushrooms are an element with a high energy value. They contain great levels of protein, which make them famous as vegetal meat, and vitamins B1, B2, C, and provitamin A. And this makes them very useful for those in need of a rich and consistent diet. In the Orient, lovers traditionally use mushrooms. They are said to amplify the vital and erotic energies, and at the same time, they stimulate the transformation and the sublimation of these energies. Recent studies have underlined the fact that the majority of edible mushrooms have remarkable effects in terms of organic and cerebral stimulation. They fill our organism's needs with minerals such as zinc, potassium, calcium, cobalt, copper, iodine, magnesium, and manganese. They are a little harder to digest due to their richness in cellulose, therefore they should be chewed very slowly and thoroughly. People with weak digestive capability should consume less during their meals. For better digestion, it is recommended to spice them up with pepperoni, pepper, savory, cumin, and anise. These spices are also aphrodisiacs that harmoniously enhance erotic desires. Mushrooms that have been preserved through drying are very consistent and effective. The mushrooms designed for drying should be fresh, young, and very healthy. Dried mushrooms are recommended for both underweight and overweight men, as they ensure a great intake of energy that can afterwards be used on a physical or psychic level, according to each person's needs. Preparation is different for each type. For overweight people, dried mushrooms are more appropriate, because they can be added to raw vegetable salads. For people with a poor digestion, as previously stated, the quantity should be moderate. Mushrooms preserved in hermetic vessels, if improperly dried or if humid, become a suitable environment for very harmful microorganisms. Therefore, we recommend drying them up and storing them in paper bags, in a dry place, of course. Final warning. As mushroom intoxications are very dangerous, sometimes even lethal, you should be extremely cautious when buying them. It is better to avoid purchasing them from doubtful sources. Celery. Also known as an aphrodisiac and medicinal plant, celery is a traditional component used to preserve or regain one's sexual power. It contains many minerals, calcium, phosphorus, potassium, magnesium, and vitamins B1, B2, B6, C, and A. The leaves are recommended as spices in many revitalizing foods or salads, as well as in the treatment of sexual impotence or insufficiency, especially in the case of overweight people. The fresh leaves of celery greatly stimulate hormonal activity. The celery's root acts as a sort of tonic, enhancing vitality and resistance to prolonged physical effort. It is also recommended in cures for purification and against obesity. Its aperitive qualities also make it an important addition to the diet of thin and weakened persons. It is especially useful in cures for increasing one's vitality because, as previously stated, it acts as a digestive, nervous, and immune system tonic.
Yang Food,
A key for increasing your virility. Part 6. Almonds. Almonds have a great nutritive power. The pits of sweet almonds are rich in proteins and lipids. Besides their high energy value, 600 calories per 100 grams, they also are very rich in mineral substances, especially calcium, iron, phosphorus, and potassium. They also contain complex B vitamins and vitamin A. Almonds are especially indicated for the diets of underweight men with anemia and an insufficiency of calcium and magnesium. Due to their reduced glucide content, they are also indicated for the diet of diabetic persons. However, one should always respect the rules of balance and moderation, especially in a diet. Sesame seeds. Sesame. Aliments prepared from sesame seeds have a great energetic value and are very rich in vitamin E. Sesame is an aliment that stimulates virility. In India, it is said to be an aliment of the Rasayana group, meaning the prolonger of life. It has a pronounced yang character. A product derived from sesame is known as halva, made with sesame and honey, which is one of the best aphrodisiac aliments known to man. In Arabia, in order to prolong the sexual act, it is recommended that men eat a sesame paste named tahini, which somewhat resembles butter, but it's made entirely from sesame through a special process. Onion. Onion is one of the most common and well-known aphrodisiacs. It is also very easy to obtain it. Its popularity as an aphrodisiac reached such peaks that in some Catholic monasteries, the monks were forbidden to eat onions. From a chemical composition point of view, onions contain the complex B vitamins, B1, B2, B3, B6, B9, provitamin A, and in smaller quantities, vitamin C, calcium, magnesium, potassium, flour, iodine, manganese, nickel, and silicium. A green onion is 2 times richer in calcium and iron, 5 times richer in potassium and chrome, and 3 times richer in vitamin C than a mature dried onion. The onion is a powerful stimulant for the nerves, a renowned glandular balancer, and a stimulant for the immune system. It is recommended in several cures of purification and revitalization due to its depurative qualities. Aside from being an aphrodisiac, it also helps fight some diseases that cause impotence, such as urinary infections, diabetes, etc. The following will introduce you to some aphrodisiac recipes from ancient Arabic texts dating all the way back to the 1300s. However, if you wish to apply these recipes, please take into account that in over 6 centuries, the organism of the human being has changed, and it may not easily process these elements. Recipes. 1. A man who will eat for 3 days, 3 egg yolks mixed with chopped onions will have the endurance needed for a whole night of lovemaking. Be careful with your liver though. 2. To enhance a man's vigor, prepare some onion juice. Then add an equal quantity of honey and boil it slowly until the honey melts completely. Then take it from the fire and serve it either cold or warm. You may get better results if you do not process this mixture thermally, but simply mix the ingredients in the blender. 3. Chop and fry an onion in oil with aroma and spices. Then mix it with egg yolk. Eat this meal for a few days. Note: some people don't tolerate onions as well as others. Therefore, the effect may be reversed on them. There may be states of sleepiness, even digestive problems, especially if these aforementioned elements are consumed excessively. For people with a slow digestion, it is recommended to spice up the onion and egg mixture with plenty of condiments such as pepper, hot pepperoni, curry, ginger, fennel, and other spices that improve the digestive process. Another note should be made about the smell of raw onion leaves. This may not be very aphrodisiac-like, therefore you must think carefully and find a solution that will allow you to undertake these dietary recommendations and still be as charming and as classy as always. Remember that the effect of the plants and elements previously described is in general and not instantaneous, which would disappear just as quickly as it appeared. They act in time, balancing and enhancing your sexual energy gradually. Onion is a yang element.
lovemaking with sexual continence face-to-face with usual lovemaking. By practicing lovemaking with sexual continence, within a couple of months, lovemaking becomes a blissful and great experience. It will gradually help the two lovers overcome what may be considered a vulgar and instinctual biological act. Thus, the loving couple will become an ideal, cosmic, and divine one. Sensuality, amplified and refined to the extreme due to perfect sexual continence, appears in the Indian spiritual tradition as a simple and natural way of reaching divine ecstasy, or samadhi. Extremely intense erotic experiences due to sexual continence are enriched with transsensorial values and lead to a progressive state of bliss and autonomy for both lovers. This kind of erotic act also represents a mysterious way to knowledge, because perfectly controlled sensual pleasure is an instrument for reaching ecstatic states which frees the spirit and the mind. With the aid of perfect sexual continence, the intense sexual tension is sublimated into superior forms of energy because it has not been consumed through ejaculation. The seminal emission is completely stopped during orgasm because of a powerful process of mental focus that allows full self-control, both of ejaculation and erotic pleasure. We will comparatively present two ways of lovemaking: normal, with ejaculation, and the one with sexual continence. Thus, you will be able to see the advantages and disadvantages of both of them. We know that all those who have had intercourse without sexual continence convince themselves about the obvious disadvantages and limitations of it. Every man who is in love has wished to make love to his partner as much as possible, even 5 or 6 times a day, and not to feel exhausted in the end. Instead, he wished he felt full of force and happiness. Sexual continence made successfully gives you the liberty to do whatever you wish to do, even if it sounded impossible before. Now let's see the comparative analysis of the two types of orgasm: the average orgasm and the total successive orgasm without ejaculation. We will refer to the average orgasm as number 1, and to the total successive orgasm without ejaculation as number 2. Number 1. Explosion. The erotic energy is inevitably wasted in a short time. The intensity of the feeling diminishes in comparison with the one felt at the beginning of sexual intercourse. Number 2. Implosion. The erotic potential is transmuted and the resulted erotic energy sublimated into more elevated energies which accumulate into profound levels of your being. They induce unique pleasure states and also extraordinary rich and refined phenomena. The feeling of intensity gets bigger and does not diminish at the end of the experience. Number 1. It happens in such a short time that you feel nostalgia about it burning out so quickly. Number 2. It happens out of ordinary time, indefinite as duration, because of the endless sensation of bliss that is being induced through the entire being of both lovers, giving them happiness and joy. Number 1. It's only about the body and not much else. Number 2. It happens out of your physical body, in your subtle bodies, your astral body, your mental body, your causal body, and so forth. Number 1. It is a game that you play with your partner. Number 2. It is a more profound game that is also played within, while feeling the other empathically as yourself. Number 1. The idea I depend on him or her is being induced spontaneously. Number 2. The idea of the other vanishes because of spontaneous transfiguration, and thus you can feel a gigantic dilatation of your consciousness connected with the other, endlessly. Number 1. The man is the one that takes action, while the woman is passive. Number 2. The two lovers change their roles, being active and passive alternatively. Number 1. breathing is accelerated and even chaotic. Number 2, breathing is gentle, calm, and rhythmical. Number 1, it is a reflex act that leads to losing control, unconscious, animalistic, impetuous, and uncontrolled. Number 2, it is a completely self-controlled act. It leads to an ecstatic state of abandon, an ineffable erotic bliss that, once installed, makes itself heard deep down into the most intimate parts of your being, even for 2 to 3 days after the experience. Number 1. Limited erotic availability due to the exhaustion caused by losing energy through semen ejaculation for men and explosive discharge for women. It leads to weariness, a sleepy state, and even to repulsion. Number 2. Unlimited erotic availability that makes an erotic experience last for 8 to 10 hours in a row, if both lovers control their sexual energy totally. Their erotic vitality, instead of diminishing, amplifies itself, and an inner state of power and complete sexual satisfaction appear. Number 1. Motion. Number 2. Moments of immobility alternating with slow waves to which the other responds tenderly and openly, in a harmonious atmosphere. Number 1. Fear. Sometimes unconscious of unwanted pregnancy. This fear leads to using birth control pills that in time cause frustration and hormonal disturbances. Number 2. Complete freedom of any restrictions or awkward tensions, making a healthy and exuberant erotic manifestation possible. Number 1. Attachment for the other, selfish desire. Number 2. Detachment, desire turned into non-desire. They lead to a feeling of reconciliation with yourself and also to a state of happiness that you feel and give to the other through your gentleness and gratitude. Number 1. The descent of consciousness at the instinctual level of the human being during orgasm. Number 2. The awakening of your hidden mental potential, the sharpening of your lucidity, the amplifying of your concentration, and the intuition of your spirit. Number 1. Unexpected loss of great quantities of sexual energy leads to a diminished mental and psychic potential, and thus the effect of feeling is blurred and its intensity is diminished. Plus, you feel that it becomes somehow harder to think. Number 2. Because of the transmutation and total sublimation of the sexual force into other forms of energy, the psychic mental power is amplified a lot during sexual intercourse and a long time after it, even 2 to 3 days in a row. It determines the awakening of your latent paranormal capacity, such as telepathy, premonition, clear-sightedness, etc. An overwhelming state of euphoria appears, your vitality greatly increases, and your need for sleep diminishes. Your intellectual power becomes bigger than normal. Your thoughts are full of a creative and extremely lucid fantasy. A special erotic availability is maintained without the smallest sign of exhaustion. After 8 to 10 hours of erotic experiences, your strength is even more intense than it was at the beginning, and your sexual appetite is unlimited and undiminished. The man's virility and the woman's femininity are greatly amplified. Of course, you may say, okay, I understand the difference between the usual orgasm and total successive orgasm without ejaculation, but how can I learn to practice sexual continence? Our answer is simple. You will learn to practice sexual continence step by step throughout our site. We will give you all the information necessary to practice sexual continence. All that you have to do is to apply the techniques and to be patient in order to reap their fruits.
Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. us perform a meditation with the following theme, the state of oceanic happiness. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use a musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose, such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you who are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, neck, and head are straight and in a vertical position. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you are eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the state of oceanic happiness.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed the show today. Until next time, farewell.